This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. A 39-year-old Durango woman is dead after what wildlife officials suspect was a bear attack. The woman's boyfriend found her body Friday night just north of Durango off Highway 550. Colorado Parks and Wildlife investigators described signs of consumption on the body and found bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and two cubs were found nearby and euthanized. Bear attacks are extremely rare. The last known fatal attack happened in 2009. Colorado State University's Fort Collins campus will look pretty close to normal this fall. CPR's Paolo Chalcetta reports.
CSU leaders told students on Friday that classrooms will be back to full capacity in August. On top of that, they'll be largely retiring the hybrid and fully remote class format utilized during the pandemic. In-person recreational events like clubs and intramural sports will also return in fall. CSU says its decision to mandate vaccines for students, faculty, and staff was vital in a return to normal. Last week, a majority of Colorado's public universities announced a unified vaccine requirement. I'm Paolo Chalcetta, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum will unveil a new building this fall. After 9 years of renovations, the Lanny and Sharon Martin building will reopen in October. It was previously known as the North Building. The changes included an expanded gallery space and two new restaurants. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to Colorado Public Radio.